The government is deeply concerned with the extremely difficult situation faced by homeowners whose houses are affected by defective concrete blocks. Overall government action to address this serious problem is led by the Minister for Housing, Local Government and Heritage. On a general level, the Minister for Finance is of the opinion that the existing financial services consumer protection framework is strong and should be fully applied to assist households impacted by defective blocks. This regulatory framework seeks to ensure that mortgage creditors are transparent and fair in all their dealings with borrowers, and that borrowers are protected from the beginning to the end of the mortgage life cycle. In relation to the provision of credit for a housing-related purpose, the Consumer Protection Code requires lenders to gather appropriate information on the consumer's needs and objectives, personal circumstances and financial situation, and to use that information to assess the suitability and affordability of credit for the consumer. The European Union Consumer Mortgage Credit Agreements Regulations 2016, which transposed the 2014 Mortgage Credit Directive into Irish law, also places an obligation on credit providers to assess the creditworthiness of borrowers. It further provides that regulated lenders should only make credit available where the result of the creditworthiness assessment indicates that the consumer's obligations are likely to be met in the manner required under the credit agreement. The regulatory framework also contains measures on the assessment of properties for mortgage lending purposes by banks and other lenders. The European Union Consumer Mortgage Credit Agreements Regulation 2016 provide that lenders are required to use reliable standards when carrying out a property valuation of a residential immovable property for credit purposes. In addition, the Central Bank Mortgage Lending Regulations, the Central Bank Supervision and Enforcement Act 2013, Housing Loan Requirements Regulations, applies certain loan-to-value and loan-to-income requirements on residential mortgage lending by regulated institutions. Lenders also have a limited flexibility at their own discretion to provide a certain level of mortgage lending in excess of these thresholds. Within this broad regulatory framework, decisions on credit applications and the type and nature of collateral which lenders accept for residential lending purposes is a business matter for individual regulated lenders. Nevertheless, the Minister for Finance is strongly of the view that banks should positively engage with mortgaged homeowners impacted by defective concrete blocks and assist them as far as possible. As the committee is aware, some homeowners have identified a challenge whereby they are not in a position to fund the commencement of remediation works before receiving their first grant payment. As one option to address this issue, the Banking and Payments Federation of Ireland, BPFI, submitted a proposal to the Department of Housing setting out a potential approach to resolving this issue. In essence, the BPFI proposed that upfront funding could be provided, which would then be repaid to the lender once the grant payment was issued. In order to ensure that any affected homeowner could access this funding, the BPFI advised that a state guarantee would be required. Following an examination of the proposal, we informed our colleagues in the Department of Housing of important legislative and operational issues which will arise for consideration, such as the need for an appropriate statutory basis. In order to effect this guarantee, it would be necessary for legislation to be brought forward by the Minister for Housing. Secondly, in relation to the treatment of such a guarantee for balance sheet purposes, the preliminary view was that this would fall within the definition of a standardised guarantee and would be recorded as government expenditure upfront. Thirdly, legal advice may be needed to determine if the proposed scheme might constitute state aid. Through our engagement with the BPFI, we also understand that in order to operate this scheme, it would be necessary to develop new and bespoke IT systems in collaboration with local authorities. This information assisted our colleagues in the Department of Housing with their assessment of the options available to them to address the funding issues raised by homeowners. The government will continue to work to ensure that this scheme operates effectively and consistently for homeowners who access it, and the Department of Finance will continue to work with the Department of Housing on this.